Welcome to the Photo Booth International Podcast, live from Dallas, Texas. Find us online at photobooth.international.com.
Jasmine Pata here. Welcome back to our channel. I have a very special guest today. I have the one and only Jason Welch, which is actually, he's actually part of our team. And so in this episode, I want you to get to know Jason, a little bit about him, and he'll be sharing what he does and kind of, you know, share some insight as to what happens in the warehouse. He leads the warehouse team. He's the guy that makes sure that your order goes out on time. And he also is a one that gets to meet any of you that come by and pick up your photo booth in person. So I just wanted you guys to have face to his name. So Jason, thanks for coming on the show today.
Hey guys, glad to be here. Let me lead first off by saying I don't normally wear glasses. So you get, I'm going to give you the option just so you can see. I have to have these for the close-up. So you can imagine me either way. So as Jasmine said, my name is Jason. I got brought on about a little over two years ago. A really good friend of mine worked here, and he and I had worked together before. So we've always kind of, when someone went somewhere else and then something would change and then one would follow the other. So I was in retail for about 20 years. I managed sort of Best Buy size stores in the Dallas area, about 30,000 square feet. At any one point, we'd have 20, 25 people under my employment. We sold like electronics and DVDs and CDs and things like that. Of course, a lot of that stuff is no longer relevant. So the big box stores were hard to keep afloat. So we ended up downsizing at a certain point, and I was kind of ready to get out of the retail game because putting yourself in the path of the general public 5 days a week, 8 hours a day can be a grind. So I was looking for a change. And Photo Booth International, they were looking for help. And I had already had an in, and I came in and interviewed, and obviously I wowed everybody. So it was a no-brainer. But when I first came on, all I knew about photo booths was my wife and I, like she would have, her company would have a corporate event, Christmas party, things like that. I knew they existed, but I didn't know to the extent of the world that it was, you know, how big the industry, was or is. So, I walked in day one and the first thing Josh had me do was lay carpet tiles and knock a wall down. So I was eased into it. So after a lot of the grunt work was done, then I started to get into, you know, getting to know the photo booths, and again, had no idea. And we easily have the biggest selection. So it's not just a matter of like getting to know one or two and mastering those. It's 13, 14, 15. It's, you know, And there's always new ones coming along. So it's, you know, when we come up with these ideas, it's really just people thinking of what would be cool and making it happen. I am sort of the main guy that ships stuff out. We have, you know, a handful of people in our warehouse. We have, you know, I build some, we have some people that build, just general type of work. But I usually oversee like the quality control, and whatever the process that the booth goes through, there's a lot of pair of eyes that go in on making sure it looks good, that it's been done properly. We're very thorough with, you know, picture taking and cataloging every step of the way. So we know that when it leaves our facility, that it's going to reach the customer and be in tip top order and look great and operate great. So there's a lot that goes into it. And that's, you know, every day here, you walk in and it's completely, you just don't know, which is what is similar to retail. And that the customer service aspect as well, I was easily carried over into this. It's just it's a little different. Mm-hmm. There's not as much foot traffic and face to face, but, you know, there's always reaching out to somebody that has a problem or a question, and we take care of them and answer them. And, so yeah, it's, the pace here is very fast, which is
always something new, right? Like you said, every day is different.
Never know. Yeah. I mean, with our customer base and as far reaching as our booths have gone around the world, you know, there's no shortage of something to do, and then that makes it stimulates your brain. You know, it keeps you sort of on your toes, and it makes the day go by very quickly.
Definitely. Yeah, I can relate to that. At the pharmacy, it was the same thing every day, you know. People, you know, certain scenarios would change, but overall it was the same thing. So
yeah. Same for me in retail. It was variations, but you know, it's pretty much the same thing over and over.
Awesome. So tell everyone a fun fact about yourself. Like, I feel like I know you pretty well. I mean, everyone in our team, you know, we all consider ourselves to be a small family, right? PBI family. Our customers are a PBI family. Our team members, employees, staff are part of our PBI family. So I know a lot about Jason, but I want everyone else to get to know you. So would you like to share a fun fact?
Certainly. Jasmine and I basically share. We kind of had an office space together, and our desks were very close. And
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID. And I'm relatively chatty, and I just on and on and on. So she got to know me pretty quick. So, the entire time, I'm from North Texas and moved to Dallas in 2001. And the main reason I moved was I was in a band that, came from a town that got too big to be in the town. It was just more of the same. So we were like, well, if we're really going to try to make this work, let's go to a larger market. So everybody moved, wives, dogs, kids, scattered around the Metroplex, some in Denton, some in, you know, Louisville, some in Allen, some in Dallas. But we pretty much just as a band decided to move to a larger market to really give it a shot that way. So I've been a working musician for 25 years. I always did that. It always was able to work around my retail life. You know, you get to a point where you're the boss, you can kind of schedule your own hours, which is nice. So I would kind of make it work to where, you know, if I had to be out on weekends, we would do that. It was, you know, it was in retail, scheduling is relatively flexible. But that's my real passion is music. And that goes also, I'm a bass player and a guitar player, but I play bass a lot better. And that's what I played in the band. We recorded 3 albums, toured extensively, got to know a lot of great people. We don't do it as much anymore. The older we get, the more kids come along, you know, careers kind of take the front end as opposed to the back end. So, but it's music, something that you can always do. So whenever it's convenient and, we can coordinate, you know, we'll get together and try to do a show now and again. It used to be, you know, four days out of the week, we would be playing gigs. So, I'm a musician. And once it kind of gets under your skin, it doesn't really go away, that performing aspect. My wife, Trista, is an actress. She is a very big a presence in local theater. So, that was one of the things we kind of bonded on early on, was we both had that performing in our background, which is nice to have somebody that close to you that has experienced a similar thing, because it's kind of hard to describe what that's like. Mm-hmm. And there's a certain mentality or personality that wants to do that. And we're both obviously extroverts. You know, we've got, I like to be the center of attention. She definitely likes to be the center of attention.
How does that work during holiday parties and things like that?
I take a step back from her.
Let her shine. Oh, what a gentleman.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's hard to keep up with her anyway. So it's, she has earned it.
So. Yeah. No, well, you guys make an awesome couple, and your wedding anniversary is coming up, right? In December, it'll be what, 2 years, 3 years?
2 years. Yeah. So another fun fact, when we did get married, we got married in Las Vegas. It was each of our second marriages. So,
you did it in style. Tell everybody how you got married.
Decided, you know, let's do the sort of the cliche over the top Vegas wedding. So we got married in the Kiss, the band, the Kiss Chapel, and an Ozzy Osbourne impersonator officiated the wedding. And you could pick what, first of all, the chapel had like a list of 50 rock star impersonators you could choose. So we chose Ozzy, and then you could pick what era Ozzy you wanted, like feeble Ozzy sort of stuttering, or like 80s Ozzy, or not, you know, all across the board. So we had a hard time doing it. So he kind of just slipped into every single one.
That's so cool.
You just kind of run the whole course of Ozzy. So he stuck with the 80s Ozzy look, but he kind of went in and out of the personality type. So
yeah, his outfit was pretty spot on. Like the pictures I saw, pretty spot on.
Looked very much like him too.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, props to him because he pulled it off well. So moving on, I would like to know, what is your favorite thing about working at PBI?
To touch back on, okay, first, when I came on, I didn't know anything about the industry, and so it was a challenge that I really needed in my personal life. And there's such a great standard, high standard of what is expected out of somebody to work here. And that's both put in place by Josh and Jasmine. So you kind of feel when you walk out, you carry those ideals with you. It's not just like you have to leave the idea of excelling or doing more or trying to be better. You don't just, when you clock, you know, it's not done when you leave. So you kind of carry that out into the world with you, which is nice. Originally it was really falling in love with something I'd never done, and surprising myself that I could do something like that, because I'm a classic textbook example of teaching an old dog new tricks. So I had done just the same thing for so long that it was refreshing to mix it up for me. So, you know, all that being said, the people are great that work here. As Jasmine has stated, there really is a family feel to it, which is true, which is not always true with places you work. I mean, clearly if you get into 1,000 employees, you know, it's hard.
Yeah, harder to maintain that. Yeah.
And it's not just a matter of small, you know, more concise, smaller numbers that it's true. It just doesn't hurt, but there's a real, I can reach out and connect with the person that's making all of this vision happen, you know, that being Josh, Jasmine as well. So it's something, you know, before, again, with my previous retail experience, I didn't really have that connection. And I didn't realize that I needed it until I got it here. So it's just, And every day is it's exciting work. It moves fast. I really feel like that we are making a difference in people's lives. The way that I've been motivated and encouraged is the same thing that we'll turn around and do for somebody else, hopefully. So
yeah, definitely making like seeing for everyone listening, every morning we have a meeting. We call it our daily huddle, and we share successes from our customers. And so that's part of what fuels our team, is knowing that they're making a difference, knowing that you guys are having success, that you're working events, that, you know, you learned how to do green screen on your photo booth or whatever the case is. So whenever you guys are winning, we're winning too, and we're celebrating those small milestones with you. It's just what happens internally on a daily basis. And that's what Jason's referring to, as far as like knowing that, not wondering or guessing that we're making a difference, like in fact, knowing that we are. just by the simple fact of what you guys post in the groups. And so continue to share your successes because it's what fuels us and helps us keep going. Yeah. Thanks for sharing that. So like you said, we have a wide range of photo booths and, you know, we're always looking to add more, and we base our models and our designs based off of some feedback that we get from customers. But a lot is, you know, obviously keeping up with trends. So which of like our whole lineup is your favorite photo booth?
So let me preface this again. I'm a long talker. So let me preface this by whenever I do showrooms, people come in and look at the booths. I always refer to specifically with the mirror booths. I refer to them in evolutionary terms, where you have the mirror two and it's in circulation for a while. And then we start to think about what else would be cool, but similar. So in the mirror family, you have several booths. The mirror two, the mirror three would be sort of the next evolutionary step in the mirror two. But then in the same family is my favorite, the Astro. Mm-hmm. One of the things I like most about the Astro is, and some of this is based on fielding a lot of, you know, tech issues or just getting feedback from what people like about the booths. I find the fewer moving parts on a booth, the better. Fewer things you have to keep track of, fewer things you can potentially misplace. So with the Astro, not only do I think it looks really cool. It basically, the back legs, they kind of fold out into an A-frame and they fold into the booth. And there's really only one part that comes off of the booth, which is the flash refractor that goes on the top. So you're essentially looking at one piece, one mm-hmm. solid piece. The flashes are built in. A lot of times with some of the other booths, you'll have tripod, flash umbrella, different things like that. Well, it seems to be like one of the cooler all-in-one booths. And I just like the way that it looks.
Yeah, I agree with you. Cool.
You know, it's a maybe a little on the heavy side, but I don't think a lot of people have it. So it's unique in that sense. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely my favorite one.
Yeah, and that's one of my favorites too.
The LED frame around it as well is very cool.
Yeah, it has this really cool integrated LED light that, you know, it just adds a really nice, like, modern flair to it.
Yeah.
The mirror twos and mirror twos 55 and 65 also really cool, but they are a bit more like wide or a bit more just take up a bit more space. And so I think the Astro is pretty awesome as far as like how slim it is, but also how modern and sleek it looks.
I agree.
It can really work well for many types of events. Yeah. Awesome. And so let's see here. So like we mentioned earlier, you actually see people face to face, especially like kind of during this time. You've been doing some showrooms, and then since everyone's kind of gone virtual, you've been the one there at the office doing the showrooms, and then you're also there for pickup. So you've always kind of handled the photo booth pickup. So can you think of your like favorite customer interaction, whether that be for a showroom or a pickup specifically?
It's always fun. One of the first things I ask when we have a showroom is, where are they coming from? Everybody gets the exact same me every time you come, but I always am curious if somebody's actually flying in, you know, that adds a little more weight to it, just because they're really taking that extra step to board an airplane, or even if you're driving in from a long distance. Everybody's going to get the same royal treatment, but I'm always curious where people come from. I travel a lot myself, or, you know, did, haven't as much this year. So that's one of the first things to kind of, for me to connect with people, is if we can find common experiences we've had before we even start looking at booths. Where are you from? Hey, I've been there. Have you been here? You know, and then you can kind of go on from there. I think, and I'm a people person, so I like to talk to people and find out stuff about them. I think one of my favorite pickups, a family drove in from out of state. It was actually it was an individual that bought the booth, but I feel like that he was so excited, and it was he and his wife, but they were so excited that they brought a lot of their family members. So this place was filling up with grandmoms and two little kids and an uncle and then mom and dad. So I don't think they realized that they actually had to take the booth with them. They were so amped up about coming in to get it. Mm-hmm. And they had so many people come with them that they realized that they actually had to put the booth back in. And what are they going to do with uncle? Where is he going to sit? So we ended up having to strap on a couple of suitcases to the top of their minivan. And we had to remove a chair and put another, it took us an hour to figure the van out. How are we going to like Tetris all these people back into the van and the booth itself? So, we just had to strap a few things to the top and, everybody else was able to crawl in and they made it home safe. But, I think that was funny. And it was, when we talked about it, I don't think they realized. They were like, yeah, we were just so excited to take a trip to get out and do something and go get the booth that so-and-so said, hey, can I go? And they're like, well, sure, come on. And I don't think they ever stopped to really think that they were actually taking a booth back with them. So
I love that story. I think I was there for that situation. I kind of remember that. Within the last year.
Yeah, it was a scene in the parking lot. I think everybody got brought in on how we were going to orchestrate.
Yeah, it really made us think as a team, like, how can we pull this off? Like, how can we, you know, make the puzzle piece work when it doesn't really go? Interesting. Yeah, I think that was the best solution is putting their suitcases on top of their minivan.
Yep, that's all you could do.
Hey, we made it work. Yeah. And they made it back in one piece. Yeah. So thanks for sharing that. I think that we've had other situations where Jason's had to kind of think his way through how the booth's going to get loaded into our customers' vehicles. So just remember, if you have a mirror booth and you're going to come by and pick it up, bring a large enough vehicle and maybe limit the number of people coming with you.
Yeah, we're always very upfront with this is the size of the booth and, be sure and bring an appropriate vehicle. And we actually, another one, we had two guys drive in from, I think, Phoenix, Arizona.
That's right, yeah.
And they were taking, I think it was either an Astro or a Mirror 2, and they were in like a hatchback. And they drove back to Arizona with the back of it on top with the booth actually sticking out over the highway with like 50 bungee ropes, keeping it in place. They had to go to Home Depot to buy a bunch of bungees to make it work. But they were like, hey, that's on us. We knew. We just weren't thinking. So,
yeah. Well, there you have it, folks. Any last words before we wrap up? Anything you'd like to say to our customers or potential customers?
Just chin up, heads up. Sort of tough time we're all going through. And, you know, with what's happening in the world, it does have some impact on what we do and what you might want to do or are doing now. But it'll get handled at some point, you know.
It's already improving, yeah.
It's already improving. Yeah. People want to get back to the way that they function and operate. It's going to get all figured out. So I think this is a great time to look into purchasing one of these booths, to get it home, to start looking at it, to kind of play with it at home, ease into booking your events. When it does calm down and when everything is back to normal and better, you'll be ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just last month alone, there was over 22,000 photo booth rental searches. So that just goes to show, like, you know, people are ready to just, like you said, get back to normal. And micro weddings and events are still happening. People are now just starting to just continue to have their events regardless of the situation, but they're maybe, you know, bringing down their guest count. So, yeah, I think that it's already looking better, and there are signs that it's going to just keep going up from here. So, well, Jason, thanks for coming on the show today.
It was fun.
Yeah. So guys, I hope you enjoyed getting to know Jason a little bit better. If you have any questions for him or If you met him, make sure to leave a comment below and let him know you say hi, and let us know where you're messaging from, and he'll be sure to check those out and respond. So until the next one, guys, take care, be safe, and see you on the next one. Bye.